Community advocates called for an all-hands-on-deck approach Tuesday to Milwaukee's growing homeless problem. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, city leaders made their plea in front of a homeless encampment downtown, which has sprung up in the past year.
Alderman Bob Donovan stood in front of the encampment on 6th and Clybourne under a web of bridges that's part of the Marquette Interchange. Behind him, several dozen tents were set up, along with other items a homeless person might need, such as a chair or an extra sleeping bag. There also are other encampments near downtown. Donovan, whose district covers the south side, called the situation unacceptable.
Quite frankly, I can't understand why in 2018 America we have an issue like this that is so profound.
Amen.
After all, this is not 1933 America, and we're not living during the Great Depression. And yet, we see the problems of these people without the shelter and basic necessities that so many of us take for granted every day of our lives.
Donovan is chair of the Common Council's Public Safety and Health Committee and says the city needs to do better in terms of solving the crisis. He says a special public hearing of the committee will be held next Thursday at City Hall. Donovan says he's asking community leaders and elected officials from across the state to participate.
It is my hope to ascertain precisely where we're at with this problem. What are the obstacles standing in our way? What can we do short-term and long-term to address this ongoing problem?
Donovan says the private sector can play a role, too. He pointed to the vacant Ramada City Center Hotel across the street and says he's reached out to Marquette University, which owns the property. He says he asked Marquette to consider opening up the 150-room hotel as a shelter. But a spokeswoman says Marquette cannot assume the significant and complex responsibilities that come with operating a shelter. She says Marquette is involved in other homeless outreach programs. Patricia Krierar serves homeless people at the Basilica of St. Joseph at Food Pantry on the south side. She says she's known about the encampment on 6th and Clybourne for about a year, and about a dozen others have surfaced across the city. Krierar says she can think of several underutilized places that could serve as a shelter.
There is a vacant building, Forest Home Avenue Library. I can see hotel managers being communicated with to get people in during this bad weather at no charge or at a very reduced rate to the city.
Krierar says there are also some vacant houses on the south side, and she thinks more churches could get involved. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.